This is Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. In the 1970s, the New Mexico Indochina Refugee Program resettled almost 500 Vietnamese immigrants in a neighborhood in Albuquerque's Southeast Heights. These families were soon joined by immigrants from Latin America, Asia, and Africa, in a neighborhood that was already home to the largest concentration of Native Americans in the city. That four-square-mile area has since been dubbed Albuquerque's International District. On the weekend of July 25th, the New Mexico nonprofit Little Globe, working with district residents and local artists, will celebrate the unique vibrancy of the International District. The artistic director is New Mexico poet Valerie Martinez. Valerie, this three-day festival is the culmination of a relationship between Little Globe and the neighborhood that began actually several years ago.
Yes, in 2011. It's when Senator Tim Keller came to Little Globe and asked us to consider a project, one of our large-scale arts engagement projects in the district. And then we spent over a year talking to people and organizations, and we got lots of recommendations for individuals who we should talk to, and we talked to people on the street, you know, in grocery stores at Tallinn Market, and said, what do you think about your neighborhood? Would you be interested in lots of people being engaged in art that would help to tell your story, the story of the district from the inside out? And people thought it was a great idea. So that brought us to bringing people together to make art together every Sunday for 7 months.
You said that you went into the district and talked to people, which is actually easier said than done because there are a lot of languages in
this
area.
Yes, 47 languages in the district. So the UNM Refugee Well-Being Program helped get us families who we could talk to and interpreters who could help us. And we worked with over 150 residents of the district, and we average 40 to 60 people every single Sunday.
Why this neighborhood, Valerie?
We just considered the district very, very wealthy culturally, and also that people had misunderstandings about who lives there, an old perspective about the International District from long ago, and that it was time for the people themselves to say, this is who we are through art.
Give us an idea of what visitors to this neighborhood on that weekend are going to experience and take part in.
Block parties, pop-up block parties. Little Globe has two installations of art on empty lots. We have a short film festival and performance at the New Mexico Veterans Park near Louisiana in Gibson. There will be a lion dance on Sunday morning at 10, so you can follow a parade of lion dancers and go from Georgia Street to Tallinn Market. Children's music and dance. There'll be a hub site where UNM will have a lot of their students who've been designing public spaces, and people will be able to look at those designs. All sorts of small things, large things that everybody can do. And what we're hoping is that people who are familiar with the district or aren't can move through it and look at different corners and public spaces and empty lots transformed. And it's just a weekend to celebrate the people and place. And we want everyone to join us in doing that.
Poet Valerie Martinez leads a celebration of Albuquerque's International District. All sorts of events taking place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 25th, 26th, and 27th. For information, go online to idabq.com. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.